There's a big stress on starts. What are the starts? Peshkodesh, Elul, and El in general always corresponds to Kitetzin. And when the Rambam of Tefillin Perek Zion discusses brachas, he says, what is the first bracha of the day? What is the first bracha of the day? He says, Hamapil. Hamapil is the first bracha of the day. Why is that? Because you start your day when you go to sleep at the right time. And that's a tremendous achrayus. Especially when you sheep or not your sheep. That's why the Rambam says the first bracha of the day is Hamapil, to highlight that the day begins then. To get a good night's sleep so you can get up for davening and seder and be ready for shir l'maisa. And this is what I want to speak about, the responsibility you have towards yourselves and towards other people. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda applies to Rechokim as well. You know, you see a fellow, a lot of times when you start the year, you want to make sure you're doing good. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, you ignore helping other people. And the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is to also bring back people that are distancing themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. And that's what a Shabbos Aveda is responsible for. You know, Pileges Begiva happened, a terrible catastrophe, because people were not willing to disseminate the Torah and teach the Torah. Do you know one of the reasons Talmid Rebbe Akiva died is because they were hoarding Torah? They didn't want to disseminate the Torah. And our obligation is to try to what? Disseminate the Torah the best possible. And do it in a serious way. So we have beginnings. Every day is a beginning. You get a good night's sleep with a mocking. At the same time, you're beginning, you're not just on top of yourself. You care about other people. And that's symbolic of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. You disseminate the Torah as much as possible. As much as possible. To get it clear to everyone, to teach them. A person like that is Zeichel Arichas Yomim. That's what we say when a person disseminates the Torah. The Baptists of Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim died because they didn't show respect to one another. Kohelis Rabba says that people hoarded the Torah. They were soros ayin on the Torah. They wanted to hoard the Torah. And that has to be eradicated. Pileges Begiva happened because there were not people that wanted to disseminate the Torah to the best levels possible. So we have to start the year strong, take care about ourselves, but at the same time, concern about other people. And not step on other people. And want to teach the Torah and spread the Torah to the best of our ability. And in what mode? What mode? The end of our parsha discusses our requirement to destroy Molech. And Rav Hutner Tzatzal writes, what does a Molech represent? What midah? Leitzonus. You know what Leitzonus is? Making fun of things. Trivializing. Being a letz. Means you try to, you know what, you're cynical. You take something that's serious and you trivialize it. That's exactly what they did. Everyone was so scared of us when we came to Mitzrayim. They were the first nation that attacked us. It was like a hot bath. And once they attacked us, it cooled it down. Everyone saw that we could be attacked. They took something chash of us, the Am HaNivchar, and they trivialized it. Leitzonus is a terrible thing, and that's what Amalek represented. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, get rid of it. Get rid of them, and get rid of it in a part of yourself. Of course, you have to have a good sense of humor and be a simcha. But you don't have to do it through the form of being a less. You take something chashuv or a person, and you trivialize it. Hashem says, get rid of that. If you get rid of that, which is at the end of the parsha, you can do everything that we talked about before. You can start for yourself new. You can care about other people. and you can want to spread and disseminate. You don't just want to trivialize other people. You're the only person that's chashuv, Mr. Me. That's not what a bentur is. Bentur is you have to grow yourself at the same time you try to have other people grow. And that's exactly what the end of the parsha is saying. If you could get rid of it, it's terrible needed to be a sentence. Everything in a cynicism, it's not good, it's not healthy. It's opposite of being a simcha in a sense of humor. Leitzonus has to be destroyed. And that's what our Kodesh broke. The only Leitzonus is Mutter is what? Leitzonus against the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. If you want to make fun of Avodah Zarah, that's okay. That's the only Hetter for Leitzonus. Nothing else. And this is the time period when we want to make sure we get rid of Leitzonus. 2.5 weeks before Yom HaDin. 2.5 weeks before Yom HaDin. This is the time to try to step it up and ready ourselves in this realm. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. We'll continue B'Shem on Sunday. Go right. We got a lot to do, B'Shem.